It is Review Extra, looking back at the Champions League first leg, last 16 playoff games, so not the last 16, but the playoff game to qualify for it. We're going to look at a couple. One has got more to grab the imagination than the other one, albeit the second is mired in controversy. So we'll start off with Galatasaray versus Juventus. And we'll, for me, Sean, this is a fascinating encounter in the end. It's one which obviously has ramifications for Liverpool, because Liverpool, these are two of the four teams that Liverpool can face. It feels as little as though, for me, watching it, Galatasaray, I thought, had a real sense of grabbing the moment. And you could see that from the first five. The intensity was absolutely enormous. It was enormous from both sides. But Galatasaray are set up in a way wherein their plan is to get absolutely all around Juventus.
Yes. Coming into the fixture, if you're listening to this and you don't know that much about the side, sort of Juventus aren't very good at set pieces and concede a lot of shots, but they're quite good attacking. And they're the kind of side that will high press and then try and retract into a very deep block. And I do think a problem with them that you see in this game, that they can maybe get caught a bit too deep at times within that. And then Galatasaray, obviously, especially when they're at home, but the attacking side of both sides are quite good when you look at the underlying numbers on StatsBomb for Champions League only. For the quality that Juventus and Galatasaray have, and Galatasaray maybe a bit more limited in certain areas of the pitch, attacking is the best form of defence, I think, for both these sides, potentially. And I think when you look at Galatasaray in this particular fixture, you know, we obviously talk a lot about, you know, partnerships on the pitch and the tactics and the setup and all that kind of thing. But the standout here is just how Galatasaray ride the waves.